Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this afternoon, we're holding space for this big announcement. Cynthia Erivo will host this year's Tony Awards. A 2016 Tony winner herself, Erivo, a first-time host, is now known worldwide as Elphaba in the two-part film adaptation of Wicked. The first part hit movie theaters last November to critical and commercial acclaim, is now nominated for 10 Oscars, including Best Picture, and will be available to stream on Peacock starting March 21st. The second part, now entitled Wicked for Good, arrives in theaters on November 21st. The Tony Awards return to Radio City Music Hall this year. Tune in on June 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. Jordan Fisher's gift is his song, and this spring, he'll sing it for you. The stage and screen actor will join Broadway's Moulin Rouge as Christian for a brief run from April 15th through July 20th. Fisher has become something of a mainstem mainstay these last few years or so, having appeared in Dear Evan Hansen, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and Hadestown. Just last weekend, he closed a production of Urinetown at New York City Center. He will not only become the first person of color to play Christian in Moulin Rouge's Broadway history, the show will also reunite him with his Hadestown co-star, Solea Pfeiffer, who currently plays Satine. Fisher's replacement will be announced later. Moulin Rouge continues at the Allerfeld Theater. Just a few days after its first Broadway preview, Operation Mincemeat has extended its run by 4 weeks to July 13th due to popular demand. The new musical has extended 12 times in London so far and is looking to replicate its runaway success across the Atlantic. Tickets for the new dates go on sale to the general public February 28th at telecharge.com. Operation Mincemeat officially opens March 20th at the John Golden Theater. In other extension news, the upcoming revival of Glengarry Glen Ross will now run through June 14th, 2 extra weeks. Pre-sales were incredibly strong based on the star power of the cast, led by Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, Bill Burr, and Michael McKean. This production of the classic play by David Mamet is directed by Patrick Marber. Tickets for the new dates are now on sale at BroadwayDirect.com. Glengarry Glen Ross begins previews March 10th and opens March 31st at the Palace Theater. And finally today, the box office for Broadway's Real Women Have Curves officially opens Tuesday, February 25th at 10 a.m. Be there at the James Earl Jones Theater for select specially priced tickets at $19.87 for previews in honor of the year the show takes place. The offer will exclude Saturday nights. There will also be free breakfast burritos courtesy of Los Tacos No. 1 and musical entertainment from a mariachi band. All fans who purchase tickets at the box office from 10 a.m. to 12 noon are eligible to receive a signed poster by Joy Huerta, the musical's Grammy-winning co-composer, as well as a gift card for Not Your Daughter's Jeans. Real Women Have Curves begins previews April 1st before an April 27th official opening. The James Earl Jones Theater is located on West 48th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.